This rule, or these rules, are going to be negeya to the next four Mishnayos Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. What could be done during year number six? So we already learned anything that's still for the benefit of the Tefuah of year number six. And here's something else. Not everything you do on a field, even during the Shemitah year, is an Isser D'oraisa. Some things are minatayra. Planting is minatayra. Cutting out the dried leaves of a vine. That's minatayra. That's called zmira. Cutting the tefuah is minatayra. Harvesting the grapes is minatayra. The Pasuk says, satcha lo sizra, don't plant. Don't plant your field. V'charmecha lo sizmar, don't do zmira, which is cutting out the dried leaves of the vine. Pasuk says, es sviach kitzir chaloi siktsar, don't cut. Es inbin is arech chaloi siftsar, and don't harvest the grapes. Pashtas, according to at least most Rishonim, these are the melachis that are asim in a Torah if you do an Hashemitah year. Other things, armed in Rabbanan. Generally speaking, there are some exceptions to this rule, but generally speaking, whatever is only Aser Midrabanan during the Shemitah year is Mutter during year number six, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Let's see our Mishnah. Masech de Shviyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. So first the Mishnah tells us, Mizavlin, you can scatter the Zevel. The Zevel is the manure of the animal on the field. Ma'adrin. Ma'adrin means you dig with a special tool. Certain places where the plow couldn't get through, like near the base of the tree. You use this tool, it's like a shovel, a pointy shovel, called a ma'ader. Turn over the earth with it. Bamikshois uvamidlois. With kishuyin and diluyin. With melons and gourds. This you can do ad Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because like we, I think, explained in the previous Mishnah, these kishuyin and diluyin plants, the melons and the gourds, they can grow even during the summer. So whenever you're doing it, you're really benefiting the sixth year. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'chein be'beis ha-shelachin. Beis ha-shelachin is a field that doesn't have enough natural water. It doesn't rain enough over here. You have to keep watering it. You have to do irrigation. You have to dig out canals of water to feed into the field. It takes longer for this type of tefuah to grow. It's still growing during the summer. So memela, in a beis ha-shelachin, not just with kishuyin and diluyin, with everything. You're still helping the sixth year, even during the summer, and that's why it's mutter. By the way, what does the word shelachin mean? Well, the targum on the pasuk of hu oyef, oyef means tired, says hu mishale. You have to work very hard to schlep the water and dig canals and bring water because there's no natural water. That's why it's called beis hashlachin. Vaitra zakta mishnah miyavlin. Miyavlin is when there's something like growing on a tree. It looks a little bit like a wart. Literally, miyavlin is a wart. Maybe you remember this in Masechtas Erevin. Toward the end of Masechtas Erevin. You can remove this from the tree. Mefarkin, you can cut down the extra leaves from the tree, break it off. You can purkan, maybe say to Hashem, please take off the gullus from us. There's a mitzvah of prika and te'ina to help someone unload some mefarkin. You can take off the extra leaves from trees. So it shouldn't be too heavy on the tree. Me'avakin. Avak means dust. Ma'avkin means sometimes they would actually spread dust over the tree roots. If you cover them, it was better for the roots. Ma'ashnin, they would have smoke blow around the tree. That would kill some of the things that were crawling over there, like worms or insects. And you can do this ad Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah, meaning all the way up during the sixth year until the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Why? Because even if you did it on Shemitah, it would only be Aser Midrabanan, like we explained. Anything that's Aser Midrabanan during Shemitah, before Shemitah can be done, all the way up until Shemitah. Reb Shimon says, Av noitel hu esa olam in Eshkol bashviyas. You can even cut off the extra leaves. An Eshkol is like a cluster of grapes. Even on Shemitah itself. In other words, what the Tanakhama said, Mefarkin, about cutting down extra leaves. Tanakhama said you can do that up until Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year. Rav Shimon says, no, that you can do even during Shemitah. Reason? You're allowed to do work during Shemitah if your purpose is to save a tree from getting damaged. So sometimes the leaves are too heavy and the tree is going to start giving in to the weight. So this is saving the tree According to Reb Shimon, it's mutter even during Shemitah, but the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Okay, so basically we're told that there are two rules to remember when it comes to Tosfos Shvi'is. Anything that still benefits the 6th year could be done during the 6th year. Memela, when it comes to the Kishuyin and the Deluyin, you can spread the Zevel, you can use this tool, like to dig near the tree, because these plants grow even during the summer, so you can do it till Rosh Hashanah. If you have a Beis HaShlochin, a field that needs irrigation, there's not enough natural water, so it takes much longer for things to grow, so it's still growing during the summer. So you can do it for anything, because you're helping the 6th year. Then the Mishnah told us you can like remove the warts from the tree, you can take off the extra leaves, cover the open roots with dust, you can smoke around the tree, send smoke in the direction of the tree that kills off some of the worms and insects. You can do that all the way until Rosh Hashanah of the 6th year. Why? Because even if you did that during the Shemitah year, it would only be Asim Ed Rabbanan, and anything that's only Asim Ed Rabbanan during Shemitah is mutter up until Rosh Hashanah of the 6th year. Shimon told us even another kola, he says, to remove the extra leaves, that you could even do during Shemitah itself, because it's done to prevent damage to the tree. But the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon.